And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It is my absolute privilege to be joining you today. And as always, if you miss any parts of this show, the easiest way really is your podcast app on your smartphone. Hit that, search for Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You'll find my show, the other host on the show, as well as Del Walmsley. And it is free to subscribe. Just click that subscribe button. It uploads automatically. And if you enjoy the show, please share the show. And as always, I appreciate the emails. Keep them coming. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. But that's enough with the business. Let's get on to the show. I've got a real treat for you today. We are going to share some awesome information, so stick with us throughout. But I've got Dallas-Fort Worth single-family mentor Adrian Johnson on the show with me today. And Adrian is real estate retired. He is a single family rental property owner, but that's not enough for him. He is also one of our single family mentors right here out of the Dallas Fort Worth office. Adrian, how are you, my friend?
Hey, excited to be with you today.
Excellent. I really appreciate you taking the time. Adrian, as we unpeel the show, why don't we kick it off with a little bit, share a little background about yourself.
My wife was pregnant in around 2017 in January when I first came to the 2-day. And, I had a toddler, and like I said, she was probably about 7 months or something like that pregnant. And I was looking for a way, man. I was a teacher. Looking for a way, to kind of support the family because she wanted to come out. We had some issues with the first one, so she wanted to come out with the second one and kind of keep the kids for a couple of years. So she's leaving a six-figure income, and I'm, making about $4,500, and I'm about to lose $1,400 of that because insurance. So
yeah, wow.
I was looking for a way to, make ends meet. And we came to Lifestyles, and within that year, I had a default property. I had bought a property. I got married.
Yeah.
And then later on, we bought a house and we paid them off because we were Dave Ramsey. But I had to pay for houses, but I still had to go to work. So that was kind of was puzzling to me. So when I came over here, and they showed me the map, in the 2-day, and I learned about kind of how Dale's system is, and I refinanced my houses, pulled the cash out, about $250,000. I had about $100,000, and so within that year, I bought 7 properties, but the cool thing about it, the day before my son was born, I bought the first one. So this is April. He's born in April the 6th, and so April the 5th, I bought the first one. I'm getting ready to turn 40 in August, and I bought 5 in 1 day.
Wow.
And so before my son turns 1, I bought the last one. So that gave us 7 before a year hit.
So
we had a total of 8.
So, Adrian, in 1 year, basically, you went from 1 rental property to 8 rental properties just in that 12-month time. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Holy cow.
I was able to double, I'll say it like this. I was able to replace my teacher income.
Right.
And so we didn't really miss, my wife, like I say, she was, at home. So we didn't really miss her income because, I was able to double mine. So,
you doubled yours, freed your wife. She's able to stay at home and raise the babies.
Yeah. So she, she was able to, that was a great couple years of being able to do that. And so, because what we decided to do is after a couple of years, we was like, okay, well, I'll come out, do the apartments because I'm an expiring lead. And she was like, well, I'll just go do the day-to-day while you do the apartment side. And but COVID happened. And so you don't know how freeing it is to
sit at home and make money and not worry about COVID?
Yeah. Well, my wife was able to, because she went back to work, but she lost her job again. And so I kept teaching because I was finna come out, but I kept teaching for one more year. And it was just a cool experience because I was able to get Teacher of the Month, Teacher of the Year, special recognition for Teacher of the Year. And, and going to work, even though because COVID. Yeah, because, COVID's going on and you don't know what to expect. And I felt like if something would have happened to me, my family would have been okay. You know, so that was one of the most powerful things to actually have to and to go to work and to, realize that you're not there because you have to be, like you say, you're there because you really love what you do. And, and you try to I really enjoy changing. Helping the kids change their lives, I was a middle school teacher.
Well, there's a lot there. At some point, I was going to ask you what your best moment was, but I think you shared about three or four of them in what happened to you. The fact that you were able to buy so many houses in such a short amount of time, double your income, so you really didn't miss your wife's income at all. Is quite amazing. That's an amazing feat to do that in 1 year. Tell me, what do you like about the single family approach versus the passive investing approach through multifamily?
Well, it comes down to the goals. My goals were, at the time, I didn't have a lot of cash. And so in order to kind of, not miss out on the life we had, I needed some cash flow. So at that time, 2017, cash flow was really big. You didn't have a lot of equity capture like you have now, but you had a lot of cash flow. So I just went in. That was just, I figured I'd just do the single family houses and, get the cash flow up. And because ultimately we always wanted to go the apartment route. But because, like I say, just our goals and our circumstances, I just had to go to the single family. And, it's been real good. After about 4 years, my income tripled. I'm sorry, my net worth tripled, from 350 to 1.1 mil. So, so it's been real good.
We got a millionaire in the house.
So, and it's the strangest thing. I don't.
It is weird feeling.
Really feeling any different, but you look at the numbers. But I'm still the same old average person. But having the resources that to be able to make your own life decisions and decide on the things that you want to do versus what you have to do, it's pretty powerful.
That's a really good point that you brought up, because I think a lot of people, They don't really understand their goal. They go, I want to invest in real estate. Like, okay, so what do we want to do? If cash flow is the goal, houses are quick. 90 days, boom, you're getting paid. And again, if you don't start with a lot of money, like I didn't start with a lot of money, houses is for sure the way to go. So yeah, excellent point there. Let's go back. You're still a young guy. Let's go back to young Adrian. You're in the education world. You're teaching kids to learn and be better people. What was young Adrian's outlook for retirement before real estate investing?
Well, I'm gonna even take you back a little before that. Growing up, the biggest thing was to get a house, and if you're lucky, add on, have a real nice house, and maybe a rental. But the biggest, so I thought, by the time I'm 60, I have a house, I'll add on to it, and I'll reach the plateau or whatever. Successful. And so when I came over here to this group, I learned about, what's actually possible. So I'm right before lifestyle. It's 2016, right before 2017 when I joined, 2016, like October-ish. I'm Dave Ramsey now. Thinking about, buying a house, because we were used to buying a house and paying them off. So I'm like, I'll buy 7 houses in 15 years, and I can retire at, I think, around 55 or something like that in 15 years. And so, because I was 40 at the time. Getting ready to turn. And so, basically, I was excited because, I had teachers, they would retire and come back and sub the next year. And I'm like, you just did 30 years in education. And you're talking about you got to come back to work. And so I was like, I can't do that. So I figured out a plan. So I was like, I'll buy a house, pay it off, buy a house. And, you know, like I say, maybe when I'm 55, I can walk away. I have paid for houses, 8 paid for houses, I guess. And so, but when I came to LU, like I say, January, went to the 2-day, whatever. But when we got started actually buying, I did 7 in 1 year. Now, the power in that is, you know, I was able to, like I say, replace my income with the cash flow, and my houses were able to appreciate versus if I would have did it one by one over the years. But the prices, you know, how, especially in this market, you know, whereas they used to be like around 100, maybe 200, you know, they're like 3 and 4 now. So that strategy really wouldn't have worked, but I didn't understand that then. And well, so I'm glad I did it the way I did it.
Yeah. And Adrian, I want to hit that point because you and I get it. We do this every day, but for the listener, so Adrian and his wife were conservative. They were doing the Dave Ramsey paid in full house, but we bring the bank to every deal as leverage for several reasons, but primarily, and just to make it basic, I can have $100,000 paid for cash home. That means I've come out of pocket $100,000. And if my appreciation is 5% that year, I made a 5% return. But let's say I took $20,000 out of pocket. I brought the bank to the deal. So the bank brings 80, I bring 20. That same house appreciates 5% that year, right? The same 5%, $5,000. But what is 5,000 of 20? That's a 25% return on your investment. So when Adrian's talking about appreciation, it's not necessarily why we buy. It's just advantage number 5 when we buy a property. But I've always said appreciation's the silent millionaire maker. Adrian, so you and your wife, you're conservative, you're Dave Ramsey, and you come to Lifestyles and they start talking about this leverage, this debt. What did your wife think?
Oh, you know, I think she was on board. I think she, you know, she really got excited about the apartment. So she was like, anything that's going to get us there, you know, you know, for us, like starting off with a single family, you know, and doing what we needed to do so we could move forward. She was excited. I mean, I didn't, because Dale used to talk about it all the time. And it literally, I'm glad you brought this point back up, because I didn't get, like, really get appreciation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I understood it, but I didn't get it. And so when I bought those houses, and then, you know, because, you know, the first few years, you're like, what is it doing? You know, you don't really, you know, and I charted it, and I was like, oh, man, the rentals paid down like $30,000 and, you know, it's a principal, well, bro.
Yeah, the bank doesn't care about the appreciation. You're just paying them the interest on the loan.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited members share their stories and strategies for success at case study events.
If you got laid off tomorrow, what would you do? Would you have to be working at McDonald's or wait to try and find another job with the downsizing the economy? Kept on coming to meetings, even with David Fisher online and stuff like that, but still just like, we need to make the jump.
So we kept praying for time to get this job done, to be able to find the properties. How do we find the properties? How do you find the time? And God answered our prayers, and he got downsized from his corporate job.
But they didn't buy just one house, right?
No, they did not. You're rehabbing house number
9 right now.
9.
Wow.
So every month, the cash flow is $3,200. Okay, the equity of all the houses is up to $280,000.
Join us this month and learn from people just like you. Check in person and online dates at lukstudy.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. For you listeners, if there's a topic of real estate you'd like me to hit on the show, I'd be happy to. Send me an email. In the subject line, put show topic, and my email address is askmike@luinc.com. If I can get it on the show, I'll be glad to get it on the show. And if you're interested to learn what Adrian and I do as real estate investors and how we make money 5 ways on a single family property, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And Adrian, in the last segment, you got cut off there, and we were talking about one of the primary ways we make money in real estate. It's simple, it's quiet, it's happening in the background, but that's appreciation. Yet another point you wanted to make in regard to appreciation on your rental properties?
Oh, just to finish the comment, because we were talking about how I didn't understand how powerful it was. And so with those eight houses in about 4 years, the appreciation grew like $800,000. So that's what the point I was making is that,
it's amazing.
That's super powerful when that was, because I was used to saving, living off one income. Me and my wife probably made about $120,000 together. And we would, live off one income. And we did that for like 10 years, and you can't save your way. But that appreciation in about 4 years, did more than, we could, could have done in that we did in 10 years. One of us was like working in those 4 years, I think both of us was working like maybe one of those years. But so it was like.
Get paid that much. I mean, there's no one gets paid. There's somebody out there that makes that. But look, quietly doing nothing. I've always said appreciation's the silent millionaire maker. And the beauty is appreciation compounds on itself. So if your house went up 5% in 2020, well, that 5% then compounds. If it goes up another 5% in 2021, that's growing. And it compounds. I mean, it's so unbelievably powerful.
It is crazy.
Yeah. So, Adrian, those houses, those eight houses, are you self-managing those properties?
So what I did was I got a property manager.
Yeah.
And because, like I said, I didn't want my wife worried about the I just wanted to focus with the kids and everything. And then keep in mind, at the time I was in school, and so I didn't have time to, if something were to happen, I didn't have time to be on the phone like that, in the middle of the day. So I just let someone manage it and, still did real good with returns, even having a property manager. So,
yeah, property management companies, depending on how many properties you own, I've seen everything from 6.5%, 7% to 10%. And it's not a killer. I mean, you can self-manage yourself or you can get a property manager. Some great ones out there that are part of our vendor program, as a matter of fact. So, and you can talk to other members at Lifestyles and go, hey, who's a good property manager? And people will gladly share that information. We're such a close group. So, Adrian, let's go back to speaking of difficult. What was the hardest part? I mean, we're trained from age 4 and 5 that, you got to work your whole life and that's how you get ahead. And you've let go of that conventional wisdom W-2 world, as I like to refer to it. What was the hardest part of letting go?
Well, it's that fear. The fear of, if this is really going to work. Because, you hear people being successful, but it's like, I understand, people are successful, but can it happen to me? And so I think what helped, though, was getting around. That's the unique thing about our group. It's like, none other. The members talk. They're transparent. You can ask them questions. Pretty much they'll open up to you. And I think that's what made the difference where, I had people, I would watch them over the years be successful. And then, and it only added to my success because it's hard to be around successful people and not become successful,
Right, right. So, I see a lot of people that they say, well, I'm an example. Like, I want to get out of corporate America. I don't want to. I mean, the politics inside that, just the grease, the grind, and I made excellent money. But go do something you want to do. I see a lot of people do that. Case study the other night, husband and wife team. She was able to retire, and then she said, she took a job with a hard money lender. So she's still involved in the real estate and just having a lot more fun and a low pressure job. So, passive income. If you want to retire yourself, sure. Or better yet. Not necessarily better yet, better for you or for each individual. Go do something you want to do if you still want to work. Nothing wrong with that. So, Adrian, not to outdo yourself, but that wasn't enough for you. You became one of our single family mentors. Tell us what that is and why.
Well, so basically a single family mentor, what I do is I sit down with the members and help them achieve success like we've achieved it. And so basically it's kind of like I used to give the example for it's like when you go to Six Flags, if you were to come out here on vacation, you know, you'd probably get a ticket for two days.
Yeah.
And you would get up in the morning and be out there all day exhausted because of the hot sun, you know, these Texas summers. And so, you know, and you'd enjoy yourself, but it would be very exhausting. But see, if you, you know, had someone like me that's been here, been to Six Flags multiple times, I would tell you, hey, don't do that late. Let's go, you know, about 4 or 5 o'clock. And, and the way I would take you through the park, you could ride pretty much mostly everything you would have wanted to ride anyway. And because everyone, you would have great parking because everyone's starting to leave.
Yeah.
So we'll get great parking. And we, you know, and I'll take you straight to the rides. You know, we'll go get on the fun rides real quick. And the lines are shorter because everybody's going home now. And so with a couple of days of that, you'll be just as much fun as
yeah.
of my experience. And that's what, like a single family mentor. Like Rick told me, Rick Johnson, he's one of the single national single family mentors, but he used to be in the DFW area. And when we sat down, now keep in mind, I just told you I had a vision of 7 houses and paying them off, right?
Yeah.
In 15 years. And he said, hey, how many houses do you want? I said, well, how many can I have, Rick? And he was like, well, you can get up to 10 in your name. I said, put 10 down, Rick. So, you know, just being able to have someone to guide me, me and my wife, and, you know, show us what's possible. So that's the importance about being what I do. I show people what's possible. You know,
yeah. And you guide them, you prevent them from making mistakes. So talk to me about someone who's, you kind of hit on this, they're a little skeptical. What's their biggest risk in your mind?
Well, I think real estate is really forgiving. So, I mean, if you feel like you're coming in, you're going to, you know, we're going to help you not make those mistakes. But, you know, even if, you know, surprise things happen, you know, we're still here to help you. So
yeah,
you,
we're
know,
planning
you don't have
for
to
it.
Be afraid that you're doing it by your. I think feeling like you're not, you know, knowing that you're not doing it by yourself. And,
yeah,
you got, like I say, over 30 years of experience. You know, we've been around a long time. You know, and I'll tell you what, when I came, because after I stopped working, I real estate retired. I was off for a year, and so this is how I got the lifestyles. They approached me for it's like they wanted me to come on the team, and I wanted to do it beforehand, but I was always in a teacher contract, so I never could quit teaching. And
yeah.
So I was, you know, like I said, I wasn't working, and they approached me, and I literally, like, decided to come, you know, help out because of how my life changed. Like, I wish I could go into how much my life changed. And, you know, dreams that I never thought would, well, I thought that were possible, but I never thought they would be possible this early.
You know, right.
I'm thinking this is like 65, you know what I mean? And so I'm 20 years ahead of the game, right, or more. And so it's like I came on board, you know, it wasn't for the money. Now, I take the money, but
sure.
I don't do this for the money. And so I'm saying that to say, you know, from this is my heart, my passion. I love working with people. And when you got people, like I say, over here, that we're not doing it for the money, you know, we're really doing it for your success.
Yes.
It's just a different atmosphere. And so that's that person that's afraid to, you know, jump in and take that leap or not sure. You know, you've tried it your way. Look at the last 5 years. How successful have you been? Well, you know, our motto is, you know, you can be real estate retired in 5 years or less. And so if you did it your way 5 years and you're not where you want to be financially, hey, just come take the 2 day.
Yeah. Real estate is very, very forgiving. Come see what we do. You're on it. I think someone's biggest risk is when someone, they hear all these horror stories, I don't want to get into real estate. And I say, okay, go back to work for 5 years and and tell me how your retirement plan's working. I think the biggest risk for somebody out there is not doing this, not creating the passive income, because they're going to wake up and they're going to be 65 and they're not going to be able to retire. And then they're going to be one of those 20% of all 70-year-olds that are still working. Or worse. So that's, for me, that's the risk. It's not buying the asset and putting a resident in there. So, all right, Adrian, potential a new investor comes to you, and I'm sure this question is one of the first ones they say is, I've got, let's say someone has $150,000, and they say, all right, Adrian, should I do single family properties or should I do passive income investing in multifamily properties?
And like I say, it depends on, there's no really right or wrong answer. It just depends on your goals. If you got 150, yes, you can go straight into multifamily passive investing. If you're the type that, like I say, you want to just go to work and you don't really, you want to let, and I'm saying the lead is the person that's going to be actually purchasing the asset to where you can invest in the asset with them. And so if you want to let them do all the work, that's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to be a little more involved, don't mind being a little more involved, you know, I would say you could do single family. The difference is you'll be in more control of the asset. You probably make a little bit more, but you will be responsible for doing all the work. So if you don't want to do the work, I would say go passive. But if you know, you don't mind coming in and doing the work and, you know, maybe you want to try it out, you know, hey, we'll help you with it. So it's no wrong answer. It just depends on how much work you want to, how involved you want to be.
Yeah, how involved, but to that same individual, I'd say is 150, is that everything that you're going to be able to come up with? Because ultimately, we'd like to get that 150 up, and right now in houses, I mean, they could double that easily in 1 year.
Yeah, if I was counseling them, like I would say, you know, 150, I could probably get five houses within a year, you know, something like that. I'm just looking at this market. I could do more in other markets, but it just depends on what market, because usually this market is about, you know, 26, 27 out of pocket equity capture. I've seen, you know, 30s, 40s, 50. K and cash flow around 200. So, you know, we could, you know, easily definitely get you into some houses and, you know, double your income easily. So it's just one of those, which strategy makes the most sense for you? Because each individual, you know, some are older, some are younger, and some have a little more time, some have a little less. There's certain careers, you know, where some people I deal with, you know, I talk to a mentor, you know, they have time to where if they need to get on the phone, they can easily do that. But there's some people, you know, they can't, you know, in the middle of the job do that. So it's a little bit harder. So it just depends on what, like I say, their goals and what they're capable of doing. But either way, we're going to support you. We're going to be here for you. We're going to help you, you know, reach your goals. You just let us know how best we can help you.
Yeah, maybe do a little of each and see what's going on.
You can try both.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Adrian, we've got 1 minute, and what would you say to somebody that's out there on the sidelines right now? They're not a real estate investor, but they're listening to us, and they're saying, this is something I want to do. I want to jump in.
Well, I'll tell you, like I said, I know it's scary. This is way before lifestyles, but I lost around 150, you know, when I started trying to do real estate. And then, you know, I know what it is to be scammed. I know what it is to have, you know, crooks, you know, take advantage of you. But then when I found Lifestyle, listen, this, you know, it was something amazing. I've never seen anything like this group to where, like, I would dedicate part of my life to come help out. And so what I'm saying is, if you're skeptical, if you're afraid, just take the first step. Take the first step, sign up, come listen, see what we're about. You know, and go from there. You know, don't, you know, I would say that was it. You know, just come listen to us, see what we're about, and you know, and get around some people, because it's not like the people on stage are the ones that are successful. The people that are in the audience, that's the difference. The people that are in the audience are successful. So I dare you to come check us out and see what we're about.
I hear you. I always say, if you want to live the life that others don't live, you've got to be willing to do the things that others won't do. So jump in. The water's great. We'd love to have you and change your life today. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.